Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
There ought to be a difference. I've been in churches before that were so dead that they had a guy die, they called 911 and they took out half the congregation before they found the dead person. Man, you ought to be able to tell that you're alive and they're dead. You ought to be able to say, man, I'm walking in hell. Here everybody's afraid of the swine flu. You ought to be walking in health while everybody else around you is sick. You ought to be well. You ought to be prosperous when the rest of the world is crying foul. When the rest of the world is fearful about what's going to happen, you ought to be praising God because, man, lift up your head. Your redemption is drawing nigh. We're coming into the end times. You ought to be standing out like a healed thumb in this world. That's all that this is saying. If you aren't living holy, if you aren't living a life that is reflecting that you're alive and they're dead, how's anybody going to see God in you? How are they ever going to have any hope? How's anybody going to know something's different? And brothers and sisters, the number one thing that blocks us from manifesting this abundant life and living a victorious life is your own focus and obsession with your holiness. Instead of receiving relationship with God through Jesus' holiness and through faith in Him. You know, I'm going to share this in more detail. I won't explain it, but let me just say this because I know some people are thinking, so you're just preaching living in sin. No, I just read these verses. You need to live holy so that people can see the freeing power, the abundant life of God in you. I am not advocating sin. I am not encouraging you to live in sin. And I praise God that God called me to preach this message because you cannot accuse me of preaching the grace of God so that you can just go live in sin. Because I've lived holier accidentally than most of you have ever lived on purpose before. You can't look at me and look at my life and say that this is just sloppy agape. This is just Him encouraging people to live in sin. I live a holy life. I live a disciplined, separated life, but I am not doing it in order to be accepted with God. I do it because I have been accepted with God, and I'm aware that the world is trying to blind that, and I have to focus. It takes effort. I'm living it so that I can keep my heart sensitive to God, not God's heart sensitive to me. I'm doing it so that I can be a testimony to other people. So I am not encouraging sin. And this is one of the things that I get accused of. Often people will sit there and say, oh man, you just don't care if a person goes live in sin. That's not true. You can't say that by looking at my life. You can't say that by looking at the people that have really received the message that I preach. I've had so many people say, man, I fell in love with God. One of the most common comments that I get is since that I've been listening to this, it hasn't set them free to sin. It set them free from sin. It set them free from the guilt and the penalty. And now that they understand that God loves them, they are living a freer life and a holier life accidentally than they ever have on purpose before. So if you're going to sit here and go out and say, well, Andrew Womack is just encouraging people to go live in sin, you're either a liar or you just did not listen to a thing I've said. Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not because it knew Him not. Verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Not going to be. We are now the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Boy, there's a great message in that. If you could ever see Him as He is. See, that's what I'm trying to teach on, is to try and reconcile these things and let you understand that He's not this harsh God that demands your perfection. He He kept the law for you. He lived totally for you, and He's offering relationship with Him based not on what you do, but on what He did for you. When you see Him like He really is, you'll be like Him. And then in verse 3 it says, "And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure." It didn't say that some people. This is a tendency among those. No, it says every man that has this hope in him, the hope of seeing him as he is, and now are they the sons of God. Every person who truly enters into relationship with God purifies himself, even as he is pure. Any person who would take what I'm saying and say, "Oh man, this is wonderful, I can go live in sin, because God loves me and it's not based on my goodness and it's not performance based." You don't know him. You hadn't been born again. If you were born again, your desire is to purify yourself. You may be doing a poor job of it because religion will take away the power. The gospel is the power of God. But if you truly have a relationship with God, your desire is to live holy. And regardless of how well you're doing at living holy, your true desire is to live holy. So a person who would take what I'm saying and say, "Man, this is wonderful, let's go live in sin so that grace may abound," God forbid. You ought to get born again. You don't truly know God. You're just religious. You're looking for an excuse so that you can go do what's really in your heart. If you're truly born again, God changes you at the heart level, and you want to live for God. Now, you've got to know some things, and that's the reason we're having this seminar. And the rest of this week, I'm going to be teaching some things that I guarantee you will set you free from sin, not free to sin. You've got to renew your mind. But your heart is instantly changed if you truly are born again. If you know God, your desire is to live for God. And so a person who would go out and use this as an excuse to go live in sin, you aren't born again. This doesn't free you to sin, it frees you from sin. That's good news. And brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you tonight. I know that this is just kind of an introduction. Some of you have heard me teach along these lines. But you need to hear this over and over and over again. And I'm going to be getting into some things this weekend that I guarantee is going to rattle your cage. I believe that every one of us have had a tremendous amount of performance-based misinformation about God. And it needs to be renewed. And I'm going to be saying some things that I can guarantee you will go against what you've been taught. And some of you are thinking, "Well, how do you know that? You don't know what I've been taught." I'm just looking at the results that people get. You can tell what seed was planted by what fruit is growing. And most people do not have the abundant life. They don't have the joy and the peace and the power and the enjoyment that God purchased us. And so if they aren't getting that fruit, somewhere the root is bad. And I'm telling you, I believe that most of us need a major overhaul in the way that we understand and relate to God. So that's what we're talking about. And I believe that you're going to understand about how mercy and truth have meant, how righteousness and peace have kissed each other, how those things that are so opposite are now united all through their relationship with Jesus. And that's awesome. And I tell you, this will really, really help you in your relationship with the Lord. I've been speaking primarily to believers tonight, but if there's anybody here, I'd like to encourage you to attend one of our Gospel Truth Seminars. And the way I'd like to do that today is just listen to some of the testimonies I was giving at a recent Gospel Truth Seminar about the people that were healed. Where's the lady that was... Here she is over here. This Rebecca has been in a bed for 13 years, and she was running around the auditorium this evening. Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. She ran around here and got to the back, and she was breathing hard. And I said, So how long has it been since you've done this? And she says, I've been in bed for 13 years. And I said, well, no wonder you're out of breath. I said, you might need to get in shape a little bit. Amen. But there was no pain. Boy, what a blessing. You know, here's some other things that happened. We had a lady that had sleep apnea, and she needed a machine with forced oxygen to help her breathe and sleep. And she slept all through the night and didn't stop breathing once. And that's a miracle. That's a miracle. Pain in all of her joints, post-surgery injury or something, severe in her shoulder and knees, and no pain now. Knees and ankles were popping, prayed with a couple of days ago, and since then has been exercising without pain. A lady was a pacemaker, had breathing problems, and after prayer she could breathe deep again and truly normal. Kathy was healed of COPD. If you know anything about that, that is an incurable disease. Is Kathy here?
Right here.
Healed of COPD. Praise the Lord. She said it's like being 19 again. Isn't that good? Praise God. Slept 6 hours last night and woke up completely energized. Used to be 10 out. Let's see. Used to be 10 hours and then have to make herself get out of bed. And after 6 hours, she was up and energized. That's a miracle. Praise God. Lady's digestive tract was healed. Pain in lower back was gone. Itchy skin on lower half of body was healed. Eczema on hands was completely gone. 2 infections in tooth and noticeable bump on the jawbone was gone. Bump left immediately. And a woman with swelling was healed. Allergies have healed. Melinda told me she was praying for a lady that had a tumor on her side, and the tumor went down right under her hand. We had a woman that had a tumor in her breast, and the tumor left instantly. And these are just a few. We've had lots of people come out of wheelchairs this week. We've had deafness healed. We've had ulcers healed, and I don't know, eyesight, and just anything and everything. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Jesus. And you know, one of the things that really blesses me is that some people think I'm the only one that can pray. And you know what? I've only prayed for a couple of these. The rest of these have been people who just got hold of the truth, people just like you. Did you know that Melinda, when she's not working with us, teaches school? She's a school teacher, and she's seeing miracles happen and tumors instantly dissolve. Some of these other people are students and other things. The thing that thrills me is that it's not an individual, and I'm not critical of others. In the past, we've had individuals with anointings on them. If any of you are familiar with church history, we've had, you know, the William Branhams, and we've had the people with these special gifts and anointings, and those are great. There's nothing wrong with them. But most of the time, that's the only way people have known how to be healed. But you can be healed by the Word of God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.